America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I cannot claim to have a whole lot to do with the music that is played here on After Hours of all the various roles and responsibilities I'm juggling. I don't want to worry about the music as well. So I generally give the autonomy to the guy who's on the other side of the double paned glass. And usually when that happens, the music is pretty good. Now, I can't even claim I know the music, but Ryan got this tweet: loving the Iron Maiden bumper music. Give you or your producer a raise. Well, I can't take a raise for something I didn't do. And also, a raise from this company? So, I don't think that's possible.
Take money away.
Yeah, right? If you are the lucky one, they'll allow you to keep the salary you have as opposed to asking you to take a pay cut. Oh, man, I did that in 2020. I'm not doing that again. That's a hell to the gnaw. Yeah, it's a tough business. Hearing every day that people are laid off at other media companies, whether it's the executive level or whether it's on-air talent, whether it's people who work behind the scenes, it's definitely a tough industry, a tough business, even as we head into football, which is our most productive time of the year because, let's face it, advertisers, corporate partners, they all want to be part of football. That's where the money is. That's where the interest lies. And so earlier, this is how I started the show. And to me, there's no other answer. I follow the Twix account labeled Earth. It's actually at Earth Curated. And this was the post. Italy is known for pizza. Germany is known for beer. France is known for love. Now, whether or not you agree with those things, that's maybe up for debate. But the last line, what is your country known for? In all caps, football, baby. That's what we're known for. And now other nations and other countries want a piece. They want a piece. Why? Well, because it's exciting. They can't figure out what all the yelling is about, so they want to see it up close. So you can check that out online at A-Law Radio if you agree. I kind of think we don't agree on anything in this country except football and dogs. And Monday was International Dog Day. Claim it here, National Dog Day. We definitely are farming our football out around the world. We've had games routinely now in London, Germany again this year, Mexico, and Brazil. on day two of this upcoming NFL season. So yeah, other nations want a piece. And the NFL obviously wants to introduce football around the world so that it can increase its fan base and increase its earning power. Let's be honest, it's always with the bottom line in mind. I don't know if that means, just as a side note, that NFL players will be allowed to participate in the Olympics. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL would be okay with it, again, because it would put its athletes in a different arena, a different atmosphere where more people might get to know who they are. I just don't know if teams, for instance, would the Kansas City Chiefs like having Patrick Mahomes in his spare time in 2028 in a summer participate in flag football at the Olympics? Now, it's flag football, but you can always turn an ankle, as Caitlin Clark knows well, because she turned an ankle last night as the Fever were knocking off the Atlanta Dream in front of a raucous crowd in Atlanta. And there were a lot of people that were really concerned. That's how quickly it can happen. It's one reason why CeeDee Lamb is not going to go hard before the regular season begins. He is back with the team, according to the powers that be. He has ended his holdout now that he's received the contract extension that is to his liking. $38 million signing bonus, most ever for a wide receiver in the NFL. And $100 million in guaranteed money. He's not the highest paid wide receiver in the league's history, not the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, but enough of a common ground that the Cowboys were able to sign him through 2028. Micah Parsons, the first one to congratulate CD on the latest episode of The Edge.
Congratulations to my man, CD Lamb. Man, couldn't be happier for the guy. One of the best dudes in the locker room. One of the best players on our team. And to get the payday he got to take care of his family, I couldn't be more happy for CD. So congratulations to my brother, CD Lamb. Man, it's a dream to be watching you, parting up with you, and suiting up with you every week. So congratulations on your bread. You earned every dollar.
Am I the only one who heard the shooting up part? Was that just me?
I think he meant like stocks, like they're shooting up, but like it doesn't sound good.
Oh, as in
like
bet on us,
like shooting stars.
Right, I got you. Well, or stock market, bet on us and the stock will shoot up type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Buy low, actually like pain meds. No,
buy low, sell high. Well, considering that from Micah Parsons on The Edge, and then Mike Tyson, who recently has set a new date for his fight, I'm using air quotations, for his fight with Jake Paul. It's coming up in mid-November. If there's football going on, I'm not sure anybody will notice. Maybe it'll be a nice diversion. It's supposed to be on Netflix, I believe. But he goes on the podcast of Logan Paul, who is Jake's brother. Not sure if that means Logan is casting his bets in one arena or another. But he tells the world that he'll be on mushrooms during the fight.
So wait, will you be on mushrooms for your fight?
Maybe if I'm not on mushrooms, I'll be on PCP. That's a good one, too.
Oh, that's crazy.
Residue of mushrooms. Not, I won't be on mushrooms, but I'll be on a residue of mushrooms.
Like a psilocybin, ooh, like.
Yeah.
He's going to die.
I don't know if mushrooms are legal in this country. I think Aaron Rodgers could direct him to some ayahuasca in South America, but mushrooms? Doesn't he have to pee in a cup before he fights, or is that not a thing if it's a fake fight like Jake Paul?
Anything to bring in money for Netflix.
Right? So a guy who's...
He had internal bleeding.
Under the influence of mushrooms, or as he says, the residue. Did you catch that?
The residue.
The residue.
And he had the internal bleeding issue from the plane. So he's falling apart.
Oh, he definitely is. You can't live a life the way that he has and not have it catch up to you at some point. But between Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb shooting up together and Mike Tyson talking about mushrooms, goodness, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this conversation and where it's going. Yeah, Mike Tyson, otherwise we don't care, but just the point about mushrooms, that was on Impulsive. A lot of good material comes from Athlete Podcast these days. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Hey, if you want to join us on Survivor Island, well, there's four islands now, actually. And if you were asking for the link, ask no more, or ask and you shall receive. That should have been my first response. Because as promised, it is up now on social. Email and password, that's all you need. If you never played before, super easy. If you have played before, you should already have received the invite in your email. So I hope this gives Dallas Cowboys fans a lift. One problem solved. They need CeeDee Lamb to be successful. Phew, taken care of. Now, Dak Prescott, that's another conversation for another day. Coming up, not exactly 12 months from now, but probably after the season. And then Micah Parsons, who's fine waiting. And let's be honest, the longer you wait in the NFL, if you're extremely talented, if you're at one of those critical positions, like Micah Parsons as a pass rusher, well, the price tag is only going to go up. He's under contract through 25 as well with that fifth-year option from his rookie deal. The Cowboys had told us that these were complicated. It's complicated. It's like a relationship status on Facebook. It's complicated because all three of these deals have to be done in relatively quick succession. So they have done some long-term negotiating with Dak Prescott. Micah Parsons has this season and another season. And while he probably won't wait until the end of his current deal, it certainly behooves him to watch other pass rushers get paid before he does. Generally, when there's this one domino that drops, we saw it with quarterbacks this offseason. We see it with quarterbacks every offseason. When the one big domino drops, or the first one drops, boom, 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 then you're going to see other guys get paid. That's what agents are waiting for a lot of times. Who will be the first to get paid? Who will be the record holder at quarterback position, or maybe the highest paid in NFL history for all of, say, 3 days? Tops a week. And then it's the next guy in line. Happens in Major League Baseball as well. So I don't think Micah Parsons needs to be nervous, worried, anxious. Are you kidding? No. The longer he waits, the more he produces for the Cowboys, the better it becomes for him. I guess in cool kid circles, oh, maybe 3 years ago, this was called betting on yourself. Ryan, you're much cooler than I am. Do people still say that?
Yes.
Betting on yourself. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's still acceptable in common conversation?
It is.
Do you know what I heard over the weekend, which caused me to do a double take? You can tell me if you've ever heard this before. This comes from, so I teach kiddos at my church, and we have high school volunteers who are there. And one of the guys who's going into his senior year said, I would be a unit. Meaning, like, if I would do this, I would be a unit. Mm-hmm. At first, I thought he said eunuch, and then I decided really quickly that's not what he was saying. Have you heard the term, I would be a unit, or I'm a unit?
Yes. There's two ways you can look at it. An absolute unit is someone is someone who's, like, really muscular. So Micah Parsons is an absolute unit because he's ripped.
He's unit in many ways.
Yes. Or okay. You can be a unit and, like, you're unstoppable.
Oh, so he's a unit squared.
Yeah.
It's probably very nerdy. Okay, so do you drop that lingo in conversation with your friends?
Not about myself, of course.
I just meant in general.
But yes.
So you would say, as you go into your fantasy football draft, you would call such and such a unit.
Well, I would call, like, Vita Vea a unit.
Okay.
Because he's physically imposing.
But not because he's unstoppable.
Yes. Well, he is, but I would call him because he's more physically imposing. He's a unit.
Huh. Interesting. I'd never heard that before. I don't feel like I could get away with using it.
It hurts me to use it too.
Ryan just shook his head. Like, no, don't. Ouch. Ouch. I knew I wasn't cool, but to be reminded by Ryan that I really should not be saying these types of phrases.
I don't like it either. I don't like using it either.
Who came up with this?
I don't know. Sears? A unit? Because it's like a unit, like a fridge. Like a unit.
Oh, I gotcha. To be honest, it's been used in sports before. The big unit. Do you know who that is?
Wait. Big Hurt is Frank Thomas. Big nope. Not drawing a blank.
Big unit. Randy Johnson, Hall of Famer. He's the one who killed a bird with a pitch. Not that he's proud of that or happy about it. He said it actually was really sad for him. But in the big unit, that's already been used and has been claimed. So now we're going to circle back to unit. He's an absolute unit. I don't know. No. It sounds ridiculous coming out of my mouth. Could you imagine someone addressing Caitlin Clark as an absolute unit? No, exactly. Please tell me it's only for males. It's usually a little awkward.
Yeah, even still, it's awkward.
It's definitely awkward.
Like, you could maybe get away with, like, was it Alona Maher from the rugby team? Mm-hmm. She's a unit.
Oh, okay, because she plays rugby. So it's a little more rough. All right.
It's a very thin line you can walk with this. Okay.
Would you call Nick Chubb an absolute unit?
100%.
Oh, okay, great. Well, here's the question with Nick Chubb is how early do people draft him in their fantasy football drafts? Because we now know he won't be starting the season on the field with the Browns.
He's working very, very hard. The outlook for him is a day-by-day type of thing, and that's kind of how Nick operates, how I operate. So I'll tell you today, I'm watching him. He's working hard. He'll continue to do that. He's a huge part of everything we're doing. He's in every meeting. So no update other than to say, as you guys know, he's working very hard.
He's on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list, still trying to get back from the ACL. He had a couple of surgeries. The second one happened in November, repairing some damage to that. He had the meniscus. He had the MCL. This was an extensive knee injury. But he's only 28. They do expect him to play this season. Tough, though, the expectations that will come with just being Nick Chubb and the way that he had dominated pre-injury, hoping that he's able to get back to that level and be an absolute unit.
I think there was a video of him squatting 500 plus pounds post-surgery, so that's a unit.
And in lieu of using that term, he's also a four-time Pro Bowler and has more than 1,000 yards in four consecutive seasons until last year. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, even as we're trying to get away from awkward words that I would never use outside of this radio studio. I will have to tell you, I was under the impression Jacoby Brissett was the de facto starter for the New England Patriots. It appears as though that is not the case. Now, our Boston affiliate, WEEI, the Greg Hill Show, they've got Gerard Mayo, the new head coach of the Patriots, every Monday. It was a spot that belonged to Bill Belichick before. This is so strange. No Bill Belichick. Anyway, Gerard goes on with Greg and his co-hosts on Monday and actually drops a bombshell like, hey, the rookie's been making some noise in camp.
I'm not going to get too far down the road on if Jacoby could play or couldn't play. What I will say is that this is a true competition. It wasn't fluff or anything like that. It's a true competition. And I would say at this current point, you know, Drake has outplayed Jacoby. Now, in saying that, we have to take in the full body of work, you know, going all the way back to the spring and the beginning of the training camp, and we'll see where we end up. But those are the conversations that will happen here over the next couple of days.
Jacoby Brissett had the shoulder injury. Whether or not that keeps him from being on the field for week one, I guess, remains to be seen. If it's a health issue, that's one thing. But what Mayo is saying is that what we've seen from Drake May, the rookie, is actually he's been the better quarterback during training camp. And so this wasn't just a fluff competition.
Everyone wants to know like who the starter is going to be. I think there are multiple factors that kind of have to go into this decision. one is the total body of work, whether we're talking about the spring or the entirety of training camp. And then I would also say, oftentimes we forget about just the overall experience that a guy like Jacoby has, which will also be weighted in the decision that we have to make here in the near future. But I'm happy with the way those guys are, you know, battling it out. And hopefully over, you know, over the next couple of days, we can name a starter and get the season rolling.
All right. So I guess we could still have rookies that were drafted 1, 2, and 3, all starting in week number one. And if Drake May joins the party, well, then he'd be the fourth rookie starter for these season openers. Interestingly, though, and this is the part that jumps out at me from what Jerod Mayo said, is the experience factor. Because considering how the offensive line has performed, it's been rough. It's been a porous line. There have been a lot of miscues, a bunch of mistakes, communication issues. That's how Brissett ended up getting sacked and had the sore shoulder from their preseason game. But, and this is really not a knock on Drake. It's just how it works with rookie quarterbacks. Because you've got some experienced defenses and D coordinators, they're going to do everything they can to disguise coverages, to disguise where the blitz is coming from, if the blitz is coming. And rookies are still learning how to protect themselves to get rid of the ball. They're still learning how to read defenses. If you put Drake May behind an offensive line that isn't going to give him time to throw or is going to frequently have these breakdowns, they've had penalties, they've had all kinds of issues in this preseason. As much as he may be the guy with the higher ceiling, of course, he was drafted number 3 overall, as much as it may be tempting to throw him out there to see what he can do, if you can't protect him, that's scary, number one, because it's your investment. Number two, because it could be detrimental to his development. And that's the opposite of what the Patriots want. They're not in this for a quick fix. Would it be great if they go out there and Drake May is CJ Stroud and they end up winning the AFC East in a surprise? Sure, that'd be great. That'd be optimal. They'd be ahead of schedule, which is what people have said about the Houston Texans. At the same time, it could go horribly wrong. I mean, you think about the Minnesota Vikings and the fact that they could bring J.J. McCarthy back this season, but they've decided it's not worth it. Let the guy get completely healthy, and then we'll throw him out there when he's had a year to watch. I mean, in his case, he doesn't get to develop as much. With Drake May, he could still get some reps here and there in practice, I suppose. Usually your QB1 is the guy that's taking all of those reps. It's just dangerous to throw him out there behind an O-line that isn't going to help him before he's able to help himself on a consistent basis. Help those who help themselves. Sounds like some type of new age lingo. I want to help you. Help you to help me. Help me to help you. Something along those lines. Clearly, this is not my area of expertise. Okay, I just got a message on Twix that indicates Micah Parsons wasn't saying shooting up. He was saying suiting up. I don't know, Ryan. We might need to hear it again.
Congratulations to my man, C.D. Lamb. Man, couldn't be happier for the guy. One of the best dudes in the locker room. One of the best players on our team. And to get the payday he got to take care of his family, I couldn't be more happy for C.D. So congratulations to my brother, C.D. Lamb. Man, it's a dream to be watching you, partnering up with you, and suiting up with you every week.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your bread. You earned every dollar.
Yeah. As uncool as I am, I even know what bread means. I don't have a lot of it, but I do know what it means. Suiting up. Well, we had that whole conversation, even brought in Mike Tyson.
Hey, anything to get in Mike Tyson to the conversation.
It was an excuse. It was a thinly veiled ruse to include Mike Tyson in our first segment this hour. If you would like to join us on Survivor Island, the gig is up at A-Law Radio or on our show account at Amy After Hours. It's just retweeted there. Also on our Facebook page, pinned to the top of that page. Coming up, this is for nerds only, although it might make you a nerd. Our guest, Mike Sando, who joined us from Seattle, he's got 25 plus years covering the NFL. He does this exercise, this feature for The Athletic called QB tiers. It's not him ranking the quarterbacks. It's not analysts or insiders ranking the quarterbacks. Nope. It's general managers, coaches, front office execs who have ranked these quarterbacks in tiers. It's fascinating. So just 5 minutes and you can hear some of the trends as we head into 2024. So we'll bring part of that conversation back to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I had the opportunity to catch up with longtime NFL insider Mike Sando earlier on the show. So he joined us from Seattle. He's with The Athletic now. We knew each other from our previous network. He does the Football GM podcast, which is great. And one of the things that his new features, one of the new things that he does for The Athletic is called QB Tiers. And it's awesome. It's so completely nerdy, and yet it's terrific. Whether you get deep into it and you fall down the rabbit hole or you just look at it for what it's worth, it definitely is a conversation starter among your favorite football fans, especially this time of the year. I did ask him about the CeeDee Lamb contract and what that means for Brandon Ayuk. So we talked about that. Let's see. We also talked about the Lions, the NFC South, the Bills, the best challenger for the Chiefs. I'm not going to tell you who he said. We hit a bunch of different topics as we get ready for the NFL season to kick off, but this was probably my favorite part, so I wanted you to hear it. Picking it up with him describing how he puts together these QB tiers.
Okay, so right after the draft, I put together a list of all the quarterbacks that are veterans who could start. So it includes everybody from the obvious like Mahomes, but there's also like Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold, just in case. And then I will go talk to 50 coaches and executives in the league. It'll be head coaches, GMs, you know, personnel directors, coordinators, some quarterback coaches, those types of folks. And I will have confidential conversations with them. They will put all of these quarterbacks, usually there's 30, 35, 37 of them, into one of five tiers, from one being, you know, the absolute best and really doesn't have a hole in his game, all the way down to you could be a five, you're not even a starter, which really most of the guys in the poll don't get many of those. So I then take all the results, 50 people, get some comments from them, and then I average together the results. And then at the end, we have really what is a market analysis. It's not my list. It's not, there's no stats that are involved. There's no formula. It's really what does the league think of the players that are starting at quarterback or potentially going to start at quarterback who are veterans at this time. There's votes in different tiers for different guys. Lamar Jackson has 23 votes in tier one, 26 in tier two, right? You know, Aaron Rodgers had votes in four tiers because people are debating whether he was done or whether he's still elite or whatnot. So a lot of different opinions, but the nice little average together kind of gives you a snapshot of what the quarterback situation looks like.
Okay, so then getting back to the San Francisco 49ers, we know Brock Purdy's story last year was part of the MVP conversation. So where does he fall in these QB tiers?
Yeah. So he's solidly in the second tier. He's, I think, ranked about 12th overall. So in the first tier, you would have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, only three this year in top tier. That's unusual. Usually there's more. Lamar Jackson, the first guy in tier two, he's a couple votes away from tier one. Reason he didn't make it is just because in those situations when he's had to pass the ball, like trailing Kansas City, it hasn't looked as good. And that's a component of the absolute top tier. So Herbert, Stafford, Rodgers, Stroud, Prescott, Goff, Hurts, and then Purdy right before Cousins, right before Jordan Love. And then we get into tier three. You know, he moved up a lot. He and Jordan Love moved up the most, I think 13 spots from last year.
Wow.
People still give a lot of credit for Kyle Shanahan and what he's got going there. But when you produce like Brock Purdy has been producing consistently, looks really good, you're going to get some credit too, and he did.
Fantastic stuff. It's really intriguing from Mike Sando, who is with The Athletic, has the Football GM podcast and these QB tiers, which I've just been perusing, and I could get lost in that rabbit hole. It's so interesting. You mentioned a couple of guys, Mike, who have moved up. What other changes from a year ago that stand out?
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers falling into tier two, I think for obvious reasons where he's at. Trevor Lawrence dropped seven spots, so this is interesting to me. Tier one, I mentioned, the criteria for tier one is carries his team each week, team wins because of him, expertly handles those peer passing situations we discussed, no real holes in his game. Okay, so those are the elite. Tier two, carries his team sometimes, handles the pure pass in doses, and or possesses other dimensions special enough to elevate above Tier 3, might have a hole or two in game. So Tier 3, think of this, legit starter, needs better run game and or defense to win, lower volume drop back pass offense suits him. Well, top of Tier 3 is $53 million a year Tua Tagovailoa and $55 million per year Trevor Lawrence. They're not even in the top two tiers. So that's interesting. That's a very interesting component. And by the way, the third guy in Tier 3 is Kyler Murray. And the fourth guy is Deshaun Watson. I mean, these guys are making a ton of money, reflecting just the, you know, the desperation teams feel to be just good or solid at the position. And they're willing to pay at the very top of the scale to get that, even in some cases when the players have nowhere to go. Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, they weren't free agents.
Right.
But their teams paid them anyway.
Mike Sando has got your quarterback tiers, and it's inciting some great debate online. NFL personnel weighing in on veteran QBs in the league. This, to me, feels like the perfect way to prep for the 2024 season. So check it out on his Twix. You can go to at Sando NFL. You can also hear his Football GM podcast and 25 plus years of covering the league. We've had a lot of conversations over that time, and I always enjoy them. Mike, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Amy.
QB tiers, a good way to occupy yourself as you're anxiously. I'm trying to drum. Hold on. Let me see if I can put the microphone down here. Wait a minute. Does that come over the microphone?
I raised it up so you can hear it.
Thank you, Ryan. As you're drumming on the desk or on your table, waiting for the NFL to kick off. At A-Law Radio is where you can find the link to Survivor Island. Also, you can find it on Facebook. It's connected. It's pinned to the top of our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So coming back, another milestone for Aaron Judge. Not a home run. So somewhere there's someone who's disappointed. But, man, he was showing off the leather as well as reaching another plateau offensively. And then while we're talking about weird things, like using the term unit to describe someone who's unstoppable at his or her craft, mostly his, I just came across this trend on social media. Sometimes I wonder what's wrong with people. Okay, a lot of times I wonder what's wrong with people. Have you heard about the frozen tomato trend?
No.
Oh, you will. Here's our latest sports update.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is. And our Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. It's kind of a cool story and a unique twist on the Defensive Player of the Week. It's Danny Jansen of the Boston Red Sox. He's a catcher. And this week, he became the first player to ever catch for two different teams in a single game. How about that? He was traded. Now, this is kind of it's a winding road, and it had to work out exactly this way, or it wouldn't have been history. He was traded to the Red Sox from the Blue Jays after those two teams were playing a game that was suspended. They didn't make it up until after, or finish it, I should say, until after the trade was done. And so as a result, in what was technically the same game, just separated by a couple of months, he ends up playing for both teams, different uniforms, same game. And actually kind of cool to hear his reaction.
It's cool. It's leaving a stamp like that on the game, it's interesting and it's strange, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to have that. And at the end of the day, it's a cool thing.
You know that Danny Jansen will be the answer to a trivia question at some point. Baseball fans in particular are big time into their trivia.
It's up there with the Juan Soto hit his first career homer before his debut.
Yes. When I was younger in the business, my worst nightmare was having people call up and ask me trivia. I was really nervous about callers because I didn't want them to say something to me from, a couple years past or 10, 20 years past and ask me a question and me have no idea what the answer is. Now, when people want to pose their trivia questions to me, I just tell them no because I suck at trivia and we move on. There's not enough room in my brain to remember things from the past. They have to be connected with a smell usually. Did you know that? The sense of smell is most closely connected with memories. Did you know that, Ryan?
Well, I hope so. Like, if something smells bad, you're probably going to remember it.
Or if something smells good. Like, for instance, the smell of your grandmother's kitchen that resonates with people long, long, long after they're not still in grandma's kitchen.
Now I remember that a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, good. Also, one of those tangents that I go off on. If you have not seen my new t-shirt, you need to, because it's exactly that. It's a math problem that was diagrammed in a way that my mom would do in the front of her classrooms. So I originally bought this shirt for my math teacher mom, but it seems more appropriate for me and my show. And I'd invite you to check it out online at ALAW Radio. I also posted it on Facebook. And some people don't know what the graph is. So it's essentially a problem to figure it out. But if you don't know what it is, people are guessing. And some of the answers they're coming up with, some guy posted on Facebook that it's a bender. That's what's diagrammed. Note to this man, bender is not a math term. It is not a math term. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, we talked about Danny Jansen and the Defensive Player of the Week honors that go to him. I suppose they could have gone to one Aaron Judge, the giant who roams the outfield at Yankee Stadium.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center field. Back on the track as Judge leaps up against the wall and makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Judge. And he gets it back in, and they're going to double him at first. They get the double play. Oh, what a play by Judge, leaping at the wall, taking away a possible home run or at least a double, and somehow getting it back in, and they're doubling up the runner at first. What a double play by the Yankee defense, and what a catch by the captain. What a way to end the inning.
I didn't know he caught it until he came down. It was like, yeah, and it was a big shot in the arm. Like, that, our dugout erupted. Obviously that ties the game at the time if he doesn't. So just a really good night for the boys tonight.
He's turning into one of those people that you think, all right, enough is enough. You're 6'8", 6'9", whatever it is that you are. You have a megawatt smile. You can smash the baseball and look good doing it. Patrol the outfield to the point where, because of his stature and his athletic ability, he jumps up, catches a ball that is already over the wall. I mean, his glove is down behind the wall as he catches it. And then, I'm pretty sure he uttered the word boom. I don't know if you saw it, but it looked like he was saying boom. Boom! Right, exactly like that. And then, through the relay, they're able to double off the guy at first. He's one of those dudes that seems absolutely perfect, and so that generally tends to incite jealousy, right? Like a perfect life. He played Little League World Series. His parents were just honored as the Little League World Series Parents of the Year. So, yeah, Aaron Judge has got it going. The call there with Ricky Ricardo on WFAN. Well, there's more, because there's always more with Aaron Judge.
Judge swings. Hits it deep into the corner and right. That goes down for a hit. Will be played off the wall. Now played quickly and brought back by the right fielder. So Cruz gets to the ball and gets it back to second base. So Judge, is hit number 1,000. That's a grand hit for Aaron Judge. His 1,000th hit of his career.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I really didn't know what they were doing, trying to take that ball or hold on to that ball. So got to figure it out after the inning. But just a great accomplishment. You know, it's a blessing to get a chance to play in this game long enough to reach that milestone, but more work to be done.
So Aaron Judge has what could be a candidate for catch of the year, and he has his 1,000th hit. He's unaffected by either of those things. In fact, he had no idea why they were scurrying about trying to grab the ball. I wonder if they were also scurrying about, and by they, I mean members of baseball, or grab your memorabilia or some of your equipment to use for the Hall of Fame, if there were people scurrying about to grab Jansen's glove or his stirrups.
His goggles.
His stirrup. Stirrups. Did he wear long pants or short pants? Don't know. Phillies also had a walk-off against the Houston Astros. Bryce Harper with a big walk-off single in the 10th, and they definitely needed that. So baseball continues on, but do you know? We're in the last few days of August, and pretty soon we go from dog days to stretch run. Okay. While we are trying to amuse you here and then launch you forward into your Tuesday, I came across this trend on social media. Everything these days is for TikTok. You know that, right? This is how people, I'm not saying Ryan specifically, but this is how people of Ryan's generation communicate. It's all trends on TikTok. I am not that cool. But what I do know is that you'll get things like the fluffy Coke drink that takes over TikTok. It only requires two ingredients. Ryan, are you familiar with the... Are you on the ticker?
I am on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fluffy Coke drink. It only requires two ingredients.
Is it Coke and fluff?
Could you imagine if it was Coke and Fluffernutter? When I was a kid, Fluffernutter was peanut butter and marshmallow fluff. And I used to pound that. I loved Fluffernutter. I can't eat anymore. I do like it still. But now we do Chubby Bunny where you don't actually eat the marshmallows. You just tease yourself by stuffing them into your cheeks. Okay, so fluffy Coke drink. That's one. Another one, and this is what happens. When it goes viral and it's seen by 45 million people or 45 million times, well, then people have to try it. Cracking latte. That's another one. You just gonna have to check these out on your own. The latest one, which I do not get, it's called the frozen shaved tomato. So instead of using fresh tomatoes now in some of your various dishes that you might use, like a charcuterie dish, or you're serving fresh veggies and dip and, you know, something great to welcome peeps to your house for Labor Day weekend, chefs and TikTokers are apparently freezing tomatoes and then shaving them on top of, are you ready, toast and other fruits. Shaved frozen tomato.
That's not that weird. The frozen part's the worst part.
What? Right. How do you know that it's going to survive the freezing process, like Han Solo? How do you know that it's going to survive the freezing process and still be good on the other end?
You don't. That's a risk you're willing to take.
What? I'm not willing to take. But apparently, over 46 million views on TikTok and Insta for one guy who shared his own version of the frozen tomato. And there's some photos. Yeah, tomatoes do not freeze well. They're ugly looking. And I don't think I would take a bite out of it. But yeah, you shave the frozen tomato on top of a piece of cheese and cracker and then just shovel it on in. You try it. You get back to me. We'll talk soon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.